This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. Cody Brockelmeyer, CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County, back in. Thanks for coming over today.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Kyle. Good to be back.
So, how are things overall going right now at the Y?
They are busy, which is a wonderful problem to have.
So go ahead, get real close to the microphone there. How many months has it been that you've been here now?
Since June 14th. So finally getting my legs underneath me.
So all those initial things, long list of things, sounds like you're making your way through it.
And inventing new ones as well, yeah.
So you're not just solving things, you're inventing new things to solve.
Exactly. It's a bad habit.
Yeah. So as things shift, are you seeing an increase in folks coming back in, getting re-involved in the Y?
We are. We got not to get too scientific on you, we got 107% of our membership numbers from last year, and we're at about 67% of where we were in 2019. So we're moving forward.
But you still have a ways to go.
We do.
And how do you reconnect with those folks?
So we have a ton of new programs I'll be excited to talk about today. And I think we're really going to meet more needs of the community, whether it's in our programming, things for our youth, adult classes, or, of course, childcare.
Now, what about some of the activities? I imagine there's still some protocol restrictions on certain things, at least.
Still just trying to be smart and respectful about everything. Respectful, rather. So we ask that you remain masked while in common areas, but it's at individual discretion while exercising, which is in accordance with the mandate. And we've had a good response to that.
Now, around the Umpqua Valley, especially with all the shifts of the last 18 months, child care has been a big issue. You guys kind of jumped in a bigger way recently. Talk about that.
Well, it's what we do. You keep your ear to the ground for the community. We had a lot of expertise in this, and we'd been looking for some structure. I keep saying, you know, four walls and a roof. Roseburg Alliance Church reached out. They had the four walls and a roof. We were able to connect, and in record time, we achieved licensure in only 2 weeks. So thanks to everybody involved. It took the whole village.
And what kind of process was involved in that? Who did you have to get connected with to get that licensure, et cetera?
Well, you got to do things the right way. You talk to the licensure folks through the state. You talk to the city, the county, the water department, the fire department. There's a lot of moving parts in there that we've been able to get smart on.
So did you have people coming to you just ahead of that looking for a place for their kids to go?
We did. We've always had a waiting list about a mile long, but getting plugged into things like the Child Care Coalition, ELD, the Learning Hub and everything, they've really helped us kind of get smart on the things we didn't know that we didn't know. And that's how we could do this in record time.
And obviously, a lot of people know there was another facility in town that had opted to close down. And that was a big hole to fill in a short amount of time.
It was. And unfortunately, sometimes it's during a moment of crisis that you get the most momentum. And I'm glad we were able to go ahead and exploit that in a positive way.
So to do the work that you're doing at the Alliance property now, how many staff do you have over there?
We've got about 9 teachers and then a handful of aides. And we're still looking to do hiring. So if anyone is interested at all, I'll even say I'm willing to help with tuition assistance, which would be a new program for the YMCA. If you want to come work with us, maybe we can go ahead and get you plugged into the local college and let's solve this need, not just for the Y, but for the county and everything else.
And what's the age range of the child care you're providing there?
That's another exciting thing. We don't offer infant care at the YMCA campus, but now at the Roseburg Alliance Church location, we do. So from 18 weeks all the way up until preschool age at the new location, we've got 5 full classrooms with a capacity of 52 at this point.
And before that, what were you doing at the Y building?
At the YMCA building, it had to be potty trained up until preschool, and then we had school age before and after school care.
And with the COVID protocols, I suppose that kind of puts a limit on how many kids you can have.
It does. The ratios, they're restrictive in a good way because it's all about safety of the parents, the teachers, and the children. But a 1-to-4 ratio or a 1-to-10 ratio, it's a tough math problem.
So would you like to expand beyond that?
I'd love to. If we could continue finding ways to train teachers, keep them here locally, and find more licensure-approved facilities, I don't see any reason why we can't continue to expand.
Is there any tricks to having, or tricks isn't the right word, but sort of challenges to having a program like that that's not right, you know, at your facility?
Not at all.
So not any, you've got someone over there kind of overseeing everybody?
We do. We've got Stacy Hansen, give her a shout out, our child care director. Roseburg Alliance Church isn't too far from our own. We're able to move back there, but they're all YMCA employees. So they're trained the same way. They have the same philosophy, and it's very seamless when we move in between the two spots.
Was it hard to find the workers that quick?
Initially, there was a surge because there were some who were newly unemployed. Right now, we're plateauing a little bit, much like our constant lifeguard situation. We're always looking for more teachers.
And, of course, teachers and substitutes we've been hearing about from the districts and the ESD is a real issue this year. Of course, it varies depending on what level you're talking about. In terms of the child care, long range, would you like to increase it to older age kids, too?
And that's almost a separate thing. We're going to start building more programs for our teen or our other age groups of youth at the YMCA campus. We've even discussed partnering more with the Boys and Girls Club, a great friend of the YMCA, as well as maybe some of the public schools and everything else out there. Maybe we can go to you.
And for people to be involved with the new child care that's available, do they have to be Y members?
They do not. There is a difference in cost, and to no surprise to anyone listening, the difference in cost is the difference of a family membership.
So it's that simple to join the Y, get the lower rate, and move forward that way.
Exactly right. And that way, not just child care, but all members of the family are now eligible for our programming.
And do you have openings at the child care facility now, or are you all filled up?
No, we do have some openings. One of the tricky math problems here is how many children in what age group, and then how many teachers are able to meet that need. This afternoon, right after meeting with you, we are integrating a new software solution we just spent some decent money on to solve that problem a little more quickly.
That's always been a challenge for schools, whether budgets are going up or down. Sometimes you see less kids or more kids, but it's a little tricky sometimes to make that work with what campus they're at or what age group they are. And so it's a little more complex than just a number of teachers. It's got to be teachers for the certain age.
You're exactly right. The childcare isn't a want. It's a need. So as the YMCA staff is planning a solution, so are the parents and the families. So it's a living document. That math continues to change during the planning process.
And at this point, it's all in Roseburg. Has there been talk about doing this, in one of the other nearby communities?
I don't want to say too much, but I very much recognize we're not the Roseburg Y. We're the YMCA of Douglas County. So I am open to all kind of conversations.
Well, it's been that was an interesting, fast-moving situation for you to jump in. Has the Y in other places traditionally done this level of child care?
I will give another shout-out to the Eugene YMCA, who is one of the largest, if not the largest, child care providers in that area as well. It's what we do.
So let's jump topics here. Talk about some other things. You mentioned some new programs, some things you're working on. Talk about some of those.
Sure. I'll throw a few at you. November 13th, we're doing our Veterans Day 5K. It's the first one we've done in a while, so let's make it free. So anyone, whether you're a veteran or not, please register on our website. First 50 who sign up get a free t-shirt, and the first few veterans who register will get a free gift on behalf of Serenity One. It's a local organization who helps veteran well-being.
What's the day for that again?
November 13th, the Saturday after Veterans Day.
What time is that going to start?
Showtime will be 7:30 to get your t-shirts, and 8 o'clock will be the runtime through the park, starting and finishing right at the Y campus.
So just a 5K, though?
Just a 5K.
Which, to translate, is
3.1 miles.
1 miles. Yeah, there we go. Trying to learn all this stuff slowly over time. What else do you have coming up?
Sure. Well, speaking of veterans, for any fellow Marines out there, there's going to be a small birthday celebration at the Y the evening of the 10th. Call 440-YMCA and ask for Cody, and I'll get you plugged in there. Speaking of wellness, Dr. Sean of Acupuncture and Cupping comes up every Wednesday to offer services. Whether you're a member or not, come check us out. Find out the pricing. He does take some insurance billing. In terms of partnership, we're working with Source One Serenity, who I spoke of already, and Thrive Umpqua, formerly known as Blue Zones. We may be doing a wellness stand down in the upcoming months. And continuing to hire child care teachers and aides, we really need some lifeguards for those trying to get extra cash around the holidays. We're offering a free racquetball class Wednesday nights between 4 and 6. Just a ton of other things. So keep coming to our website and find out what's happening next.
More with Cody Brockelmeyer when we come back on Inside Douglas County, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Part two today, Cody Brockelmeyer, CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County. By the way, on tomorrow's program, Lieutenant Brad O'Dell of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. We're going to talk about the search and rescue program and how to get involved and volunteer. They're looking for people to help out with that, especially going into winter. A number of options there, some training involved, but find out more about how to get involved in search and rescue on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. We're talking about things going on with the YMCA to jump back in, into this role, to come in after being gone from the area for a long time. What's sort of your overall take on being back in Roseburg?
It's been really interesting. You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And I mean that in a positive way. I'm back living in Hewcrest, my old neighborhood, and taking my own kids trick-or-treating and seeing things come full circle. There's a really good buzz about the community right now in Roseburg writ large, and glad to be a part of it.
And have you been able to kind of reconnect with some of the folks you knew back in the day?
I have. That's been a lot of fun as well, especially introducing my kids to their kids and things like that.
Wow. I know for a lot of people, and you know, it's not, what you've done is not all that uncommon. A lot of people, when they're younger, high school, college, are in a hurry to get out of Roseburg, and but later on they find their way back in it for various reasons and realize that it wasn't such a bad place after all.
No, it's really not, especially when you get to come back in a leadership role within a nonprofit and give back to a community that gave a lot, because sometimes it doesn't resonate till down the road.
Now, for the YMCA, I was looking at some pictures. I want to say it was sometime last year the Y had an anniversary, and some of the historic pictures going back, like to the original building was first built. I mean, a lot has happened over the years there.
It's true, and that's one of the most encouraging things when I started in June, is having members pull me aside as if I worked for them, and I realized, well, I kind of do. They pull me inside and say, this is why your job is so important. This is why the YMCA is here. And they tell me stories about themselves, their families, and things it's meant to them over the years. And it's really helped us keep going.
And even, and a lot of folks don't realize this, that when it was built, I don't remember what year that was. I want to say 60-something, but I'm not totally sure if I'm right about that. But even at that point, Stewart Parkway, the bridge there did not exist. And it was built later, and one of the pictures I was looking at from the Y website or Facebook page or whatever last year showed the old road, which I vaguely remember when I was a little kid and lived here the first time, where it just basically curved into Stewart Park. And some people around the office were looking at that and were just stunned. I mean, a literal change of the area. It used to be, a little hard to get to in some ways because it was actually kind of in a remote location, as odd as that seems now.
And now you think about youth coming from Fremont over to our location after school to participate in our different programs. Yeah, it's really cool the way that's moved.
So talk about maybe future plans up the road, even things that you're just sort of thinking about maybe doing.
We're thinking of all kinds of crazy ideas. We just purchased a giant stage that's collapsible so we can start hosting different events there in the Skate Center. The Skate Center is open, so make sure you're checking that out as well for Parkview. We're going to be doing talent shows, Lego robotic competitions, blacklight Zumba classes, all kinds of things.
Wow, so a lot of ideas there. And that staging idea, I mean, there's a lot of times that you can shift hours or times when the skate facility isn't open, yet you've got all that space.
Exactly, and nothing irks me more than seeing unused space, because I'm sure the community, that's why we exist, it's for them to use.
And that probably goes back to your military training of organization and structure and all of that. Why isn't this space being used right now?
Just a little bit.
Wow. Well, it's cool to think about that idea. Now, the Y, you've got a board of directors. Talk about what they've been involved in and your relationship with them since you got back.
They're really impressive. I mean, you've got a panel of leaders with a real heart for the community. They hold me accountable in the decisions I'm making within the walls to make sure it's nested with what's needed in the community outside of the walls.
And how often do you connect with the board? What's kind of the system there?
I meet financially with a small subset of the committee once a month. I meet with the board writ large every month. And we have open communication to talk kind of ad hoc in between all this. They'll share lessons learned with me. They'll take me out to lunch and make sure I'm doing what I need to do. It's both a board, but also a mentorship, a friendship. It's been very positive, and I'm lucky to have it.
And I haven't looked at the list lately, but I know generally you've got folks there that have been, you know, decades long involved in the community.
Absolutely. Some real heavy hitters and some leaders in the community.
Now, the Y went through before you came a lot of work. You kind of were able to walk in after most of the construction. Has anything been going on since you got back?
Mostly just some maintenance, peeling back the layers a little bit, making sure the building just has really good bones. So we're doing some good maintenance to get things up and running.
And, of course, the parking lot project got done. That made a big difference.
So you've kind of cracked onto the secret to any success I've had. I walked in on a really good team, a great plan, a great board, and everything else. I've just had to sustain.
Yeah, and coming in right after that was, a mammoth project that had been worked on for quite a while there. What do you think about the pool facility? You've probably seen pictures of what it looked like. It was a lot of work needed to be done, but it really got a whole new look.
It did. I can't say too much, but let's just say between us, I'm sure no one's listening, right? We are making sure that giant water slide is going to be up and running sometime in the very new future.
Wow. A lot of cool ideas there at the Y. When you look at the relationship with other organizations, you mentioned some of those. Do you see the Y getting more involved with other partners in the community? And what kind of areas could that end up being?
It could be anything. I'll take a meeting or conversation with anyone. I love collaborating with Boys and Girls Club. As I said, I talk to a representative from the public school district. I'm talking to veteran nonprofits in there. If there's any way that we can be helpful, I'd like to have a seat at that table.
And for the Y as well, one of the long-standing things that people like about being able to come there, whatever activity they're doing, is it seems like a lot of folks that are there a lot form some really deep friendships, kind of accountability if you're trying to work on a fitness goal or things like that that are a little harder to achieve if you're out just doing it on your own somewhere.
Exactly. We've really reinvigorated our lounge area. We've got a giant big screen TV in there for sports. We've got a coffee machine. So we're trying to kind of foster that community sense. And I do have some ideas that aren't fully fleshed out yet for accountability things that we might be able to do moving into the new year so you don't have to do it alone.
Now, it's we're getting close to the cooler weather, and some people maybe have been doing exercise in the summer on their own, things like that, start to look around and realize they can't do some of those things. What kind of run through some of the things, if people aren't familiar, different activities available at the Y?
We've got so many different cycling classes, and some of them are doing them outdoors as well because we still have the heating capabilities and things like that. We're hiring more physical trainers, personal trainers, TRX classes are coming, yoga classes. And then again, I'm really excited for the wellness center we're doing with Dr. Sean, doing both acupuncture and cupping to help people with that chronic pain, because that could be a barrier to getting into the gym and being physically fit. And again, whether you're a member or not a member, there's only a $5 difference. I want anyone to come in the door and get relief.
And let's hit on that. You mentioned lifeguards again. What do you need there?
So the biggest thing is lifeguards. It's tough to keep them fully manned. We want people to not work too long of a shifts so they can still be, not get complacent, be there walking the line on the pool deck and everything else. So part-time, full-time, whatever anybody would like to do, we would love to have you and train you.
And again, to talk real quick, about 30 seconds left, about the childcare area.
And in terms of the childcare area, let's get inventive. If you would like to come learn, we will pay you to be an aide. Maybe you want to come if you're already a licensed teacher and you want to do a few hours. If you can be helpful, I think we can do something together.
All right, Cody Brockelmeyer, CEO of the Y. How do people get connected with you?
440-YMCA.
That wraps up Inside Douglas County. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Kyle.
1257 at News Radio 1240, KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.